from the Triple M studios.
Oh, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top six at six.
You didn't even do it, bud. I totally forgot.
I was about to say we're actually too good now, but you didn't even do it.
I was thinking about Kelly Slater. Because the number one point in the top six at six this morning is that Kelly Slater's no chance of getting into Australia in the new anti-vax funeral.
No.
Well, if Joker can't come, Kelly can't come.
Yeah.
Joker's now the precedent, isn't he?
One rule for all.
One rule for all. Mm. Finally.
Yeah.
One rule for all.
Mm.
It is a shame because I think Kelly enjoys coming to Australia. He's always enjoyed coming down under, as it were.
Well, they're the rules, aren't they, I suppose?
Well, they're the rules, Kelly.
People enjoy a lot of things.
You can come.
And Kelly, I was reading about Kelly over the holidays. He's into fasting, but long fasts, like 10-day fasts.
Oh, really? Oh,
how does that even happen?
He just drinks water
like
for 10 days.
Like a water fast.
Yeah.
So, like, no food.
He just does no food.
Well, we as humans eat too much. We shouldn't be eating as much as we do.
But he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Like, of all the blokes who need to do a 10-day fast, I wouldn't have thought Kelly Slater was even in the top 17 million.
Where do you get your energy from, though?
I don't know.
For 10 days not eating.
It's like a giant...
You'd be weak and exhausted.
It's like a giant purge.
Yeah.
It's a cleanse. 10 days seems a little extreme, though, doesn't it?
Probably do it for a couple of days, not 10.
Yeah, I think 3 days is considered...
Is it?
Is the go.
Is the benchmark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for three.
Yeah.
You're into it. Number two, Christian Porter and his former barrister have been ordered to pay more than $430,000 in legal fees to a friend of the woman who accused the former Attorney General of...
Gee, that's a lot of money.
I know, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Out of your own pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, Christian.
Well.
Let's just tread gently around Christian.
Oh, yeah, no, that's why I just
said
well.
I leave it at well.
Yeah. Well's fine.
Yeah, well's fine.
That's number three.
Oh, good call, Troy. The United States hits Australia with a do not travel warning due to a very high level of COVID in the country, despite the US reporting 570,000 cases a day. And we're not allowed to go there.
Maybe it's a per capita thing, though. I think our per capita rate is pretty high.
We've had the fastest, I think, growth.
That's what I thought it was.
Overtook the UK or something like
that. Well, it has just exploded, hasn't it?
It's a bit of a turnaround, though. America banning us.
Yeah, I know.
You'd have to be kidding, wouldn't you? Holy hell.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just doing it as a bit of like a, well.
Well, isn't this interesting?
Oh,
that little country that's sliding off the bottom of the globe.
Well, we're banned from Hong Kong. You can't go to Hong Kong anymore.
No.
We cannot visit the Hongkonese.
No. Australia's banned.
That'll do me, Gus.
Maybe all our travel plans for mid-year are not going to go ahead.
Oh, no. What, were you thinking Hong Kong?
Not Hong Kong, but somewhere overseas.
Maybe plan next year, I reckon.
Yeah, I don't
to
know.
Be safe.
I don't feel like we're going to get anywhere mid-year.
No.
September?
Well, September possibly.
There's people stuck overseas who've gone on holidays and haven't been able to test negative to come home.
Mm. Well, all right.
You don't want any of that in your life.
Well,
Hepburn Springs again. Oh, yeah. So these are the springs, are they?
Oh, wow.
Right. And it's a bit warmer than normal water, is it?
Cool.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's the lake house that I've heard so much about. I'll have a quick lunch and keep moving.
I can get a massage for $400?
Are you joking?
Wow.
And my partner will be in the room with me. I don't want that.
Sounds good.
Well, I was hoping for a different ending to this massage. Number four. World number one Ash Barty took just 52 minutes to secure her spot in the third round at the Australian Open, where she'll meet Italian Camilla Giorgia.
Georgia.
Her name's just a sound. Be careful, don't make jokes about that sort of stuff.
I thought you could do Italian.
I think you can do Italian. Mm.
45 seconds, by the way.
Number five, unvaccinated billionaire Clive Palmer says he doesn't need the COVID jab because he's not in bad shape. Has he got a mirror?
Hey,
we're not doing physical stuff.
No.
But he is a chubber. I mean, there's no other way to describe Clive.
Just to clarify, we're not doing physical stuff.
But if you were looking for a buffet bandit, I don't reckon you'd have to go much further than Mr. Palmer himself. To describe yourself in not in bad shape, Clive, sums up your whole vision of the world. You don't see stuff, mate. He's launched Australia's most...
Marty!
Bono confesses he hates U2's band name and early music.
Top six at six.
Yes. What's on the back page?
Sport news, the wide world of Will. What's going on, Will?
Thank you, Troy. Glenn Maxwell last night at the MCG in his 100th game.
In his 100th BBL game.
Hit the all-time BBL record for highest individual score and led the Stars to the all-time record of highest team score.
Jeez.
By a long margin, too.
He when he goes, he goes.
He was 154 not out off 64 balls.
Are you joking?
It's the ninth highest T20 score ever.
Yep.
And it was previously held by Marcus Stoinis, who joined him at the crease for most of his innings.
Mm.
And the Stars were 2 for 273.
Gee.
The biggest Big Bash score by 41 runs. The third most in any T20 match of all time internationally.
Who were they playing?
They played the Hobart Hurricanes.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say Cranbourne. Cranbourne thirds.
And Hobart fell short by 106 runs.
Of course they did.
Which was understandable. Yeah. Not a bad effort.
Hitting they 160. Must have been just demoralised.
Yeah.
Slinking back to the bench.
Yep. 273. It's 24 runs off England's highest Ashes score this summer as well. So they're within touching
in 20
distance.
Overs.
In 20 overs.
Oh, God, the English are awful.
Speaking of cricket, New Zealand were due to arrive next week for 3 one-day internationals and a T20. That's now been postponed likely until next summer.
Oh, okay.
Effectively means cancelled.
Yeah, but I get it. You know, she's been very, very tough on her restrictions.
Yeah, the reasoning being the unable to get certainty over return quarantine arrangements for the New Zealand team. So they have no issue coming here. They just couldn't get home is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
We're still going to play 5 T20s against Sri Lanka starting on February 11.
Yep.
In the tennis, Ash Barty is cruising. She's only dropped 3 games in her 2 matches so far. Won 6-1, 6-1 yesterday. And now she'll play Camila Giorgi, number 30.
Giorgi.
In the third round. John Millman, unfortunately, was demolished by Alexander Zverev in straight sets.
So Zverev is one of my favourites for the...
Is he?
For the title.
Right up there.
Zverev. Is he the German?
Zverev good.
Yeah.
He's Zverev good.
He's Zverev good. Does he ever say, Raus?
I'm not sure.
Ask him to do some German words. Haskem.
Howdy.
Haskem.
Oh, I think you can do that, can't you?
Can you
do Raus and Haskem?
Well, Raus means get out. Yeah. Raus mit dir.
Haskem is has a chemical.
I know Schnell from Die Hard.
Take it easy, that Will. What are you
fast,
doing?
Fast.
Oh, quick. Quickly.
Yeah. Ausfahrt means exit.
Ausfahrt.
Yeah, Ausfahrt.
Ausfahrt.
Yeah. Ausfahrt. There you go.
Ausfahrt.
Yeah.
Raus.
Exit.
Outfart.
Yeah.
Out your dad's fart. That's Shakespeare in German.
Yeah. Rafael Nadal and Naomi Osaka, big names that also won in straight sets yesterday. They are cruising. Sam Stosur plays at 1 p.m. today for the Aussies. Di Minaur at 2:30. And Kyrgios plays the second seed, Daniil Medvedev, at 7 p.m.
He's
tonight.
He's pulled Medvedev. In the second round.
In the second round.
Oh, it's so good to see Nick.
He's in a little bit of trouble, Nick.
It's good to see him this year.
And at the Beijing Winter Olympics, Jamaica's 4-man bobsled team will compete for the first time in 24 years.
This is
which
a great
is a bit of fun.
Story. It's a feel-good story.
So they debuted at Calgary in 1988, inspiring
I remember it well.
The 1993 film Cool Runnings, which is largely fictional.
Yeah.
But
It's still a Jamaican bobsled team.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So it's a 28 sled competition and one of them are going to be Jamaican.
Isn't that amazing?
I wonder if there'll be a sequel.
Sure is.
To the film.
Cool Runnings too.
Yeah.
I wonder who's like 29th on that list. Like who just missed out if the Jamaicans
probably
beat
us. You know?
Or Kenya.
Who knows? Maybe the Kenyans have got a bobsled too.
Best of luck to the Kenyan Winter Olympics.
There you go.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.